Well, it's 8 o'clock on the dot.
Woo-hoo.
So I got my kiwi. Did you eat your kiwi today?
I had to throw out my kiwis.
Okay.
Yeah, they went like super, super soft on me, sadly. But you'll be happy to know I just went by the bush line and I threw them in the forest for the birds and the bears and everything else. So repurposing.
Fair square, fair square. So welcome all our Kiwi tribe. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are the TLS Unscripted Wednesday Prime Time Web Series, where we're going to just talk about everyday topics very organically. I am going to be, today I am a unicorn. I wanted to do something that, I'm a heavenly unicorn. I want to do something that would make my spirit happy. So I am from a beautiful heavenly rainforest today.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you look like it. I mean, you're glowing. You've got the beautiful colors. I love it.
Where are you from today, Joe?
Well, my name is Jose, I'm just from planet Earth. I'm an Earth child. I'm just, you know, hippie granola and happy to be from Earth. Yeah.
And peanut butter.
And honey.
So, Joe, tell us where everyone can find us.
So if you're new to the TLS Unscripted, we are live every Wednesday, 8 p.m. If you're joining us, we always need your insight, your input. The more participation, the better it is for everyone. And you can find us on Facebook, TikTok, obviously, Twitter, Instagram. And if you do miss us and you would like to view the show, you can also go on YouTube to see the show.
Now, everybody is probably like, who is Joe? Where's Gianni Storm? Well, Jose is our guest host today. Gianni Storm is her birthday.
I know. Huge celebrations. Kudos to her. She so deserves some time off to celebrate, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So we're going to have fun. And then we're going to get to know Jose a little better with the hot seat.
Let's do it.
All right. I have my questions down.
It's all right. Hang on. I'm going to get my old lady glasses because, you know, I'm old. All right. I'm with you.
Chicken, pork, or beef?
Beef. Beef. What? Steak rare.
I need my steak cooked.
No. It has to be rare. If I'm going to eat meat, if it's going to be barbecued, let's be honest, steak rare. It can walk off the plate.
Okay, copy. What is your earliest memory? How old were you?
Oh, earliest memory. Oh my gosh. I would have to say way before my teens, probably 7 years old, leaving a babysitter's place. She just lived down the street and I had to bike home, but it was windy. And in my bike basket, I had the game Monopoly and it flew open. So all the money was flying everywhere in the street. And my dad was helping me. So I would say I was about like 7 or 8. Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Something you are surprisingly good at.
You know what? Gardening.
Baking,
cooking.
I saw your garden too.
You know, last year, it was like we had really great success. So I started, you know, kind of like working around with some preserves. And this year I've got my canning kit. So watch out, folks. Watch out. Pickles are us.
I'm a little bit of a hater, but it's okay. I'll get over it.
Why are you hating?
Because I'm like, why my garden doesn't look as beautiful as that with all the beautiful vegetables?
It's we started it back in February. I started seeds. So it's we're lucky. I mean, it's very advanced for where it is right now. So
yeah. All right. I think we're on number 4.
Cool.
If you could wear one color solid for the rest of your life, which color would Jose wear?
That's a tough one. What color? You know what? Pink.
Pink!
Oh, yeah. I love the color pink.
You rock my world. That quote unquote, that's Jose's word. All right, last one. Mm-hmm. What is a food in Canada that's the most unusual that you've eaten?
Oh my gosh. Maybe moose?
Yeah.
I've had moose. I've had deer because it's up northern Canada, northern Ontario. People hunt for that. I know that there's people that hunt bear, but I've never had bear. I don't think I could. But yeah, I think that's about as exotic as I get from Canada, as you know.
Moose is pretty exotic. So would you eat a reindeer?
No, not anymore. I've gotten selective. I don't really eat that much meat. Like if I have to, then I prefer steak and it has to be rare. But other than that, I would skip meat altogether. We also love what we call poutine in Canada, mostly in Quebec, where it's fries, cheese curds, and gravy.
Cheese curds is like cheese with the juice that is made in
little chunks. Cheese curds, it's just like chunks of cheese, if you will. It melts and everything. It's just a huge deliciousness.
Ooh, sounds so good. Well, that's really, the hot seat I have for you. Thank you, Nothing But Hugs, for sending us a rose.
Aw, thank you.
So, now we've gotten to know Jose much better. We know she likes cheese and curds. She's eaten moose. She prefers beef as long as it can walk away.
You know now,
we're gonna show you guys, because usually we have some our Gianni gems, but today we're gonna get our Jose Yogini, where she's gonna give us some enlightenment so we can start our show off great.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So last week, Johnny was sharing how the moon, it's a Cancer moon right now from June 21st till July 22nd. So I just wanted to work with that. And if you are a fellow Cancerian, I believe she said, if that sounded super French, I'm so sorry. basically, what I'm talking about is the chakras. I mean, anyone that does spiritual work, yogi work, has heard chakras. For a Cancer, the specific chakra to mine is the forehead, third eye chakra, to keep it open. So what's the meaning for this is that it's a way that you perceive your environment. It's also your sixth sense. Right? So it's that gut feeling as well. So the chakra represents your judgment and your visions. It is also considered to be the center of the divine and is therefore sometimes referred to as the spiritual eye of the human being. And the sixth chakra is between your eyes. So just mind that. If you're feeling that you're having a difficulty concentrating, trouble seeing things clearly, that just means that your chakra is blocked. So maybe just have a few minutes to yourself, do some deep breathing, and just try to focus in. One way to help me meditate at times is sometimes I'll close my eyes really gently. I'll just try to kind of cross my eyes, like try to look at my nose, both eyes. And then that helps me really concentrate on my third eye. And also for our fellow Cancerians, if you are into crystals, they say that a pink opal will help you if you're having any issues, an African turquoise, peacock ore, moonstone is also a very nice crystal as well. So if you are in need of some guidance and some healing, get your crystals, sit down, meditate. Do your breathing.
Thank you, Yogini.
It is my pleasure.
We become one with ourselves and one with our surroundings.
You got it. That's perfect.
It's so beautiful. Would you sell your soul for a big piece of rock, like a bed, a rock made of bed, or like I'm talking about not soul, but like $50,000-$60,000? Would you?
No, I'd have to explain that to Robbie Rock, and I don't think he'd do well with that one. That's a bit excessive, you know? I mean, he's accepted quite a few extravagances from me, to be honest. You know, I'm out there, and if I came home and said I need $60,000 for a big rock, he'd be like, girl, go in the backyard. There's time. We live on a mountain. Here's a sledgehammer. Bye-bye.
Touche. That was awesome. Yeah. Now, TLS live show. I didn't catch the show. I don't know why I didn't catch the show. Joe, can you tell us why I didn't catch the show?
Yeah, we were all at a barbecue. July 4th, basically, we decided to just enjoy the day and observe the day and celebrate however we wanted to celebrate. Canada Day was just 3 days previously. And so we decided to take a little break. But don't fear. We're back this Sunday, July 11th at 4 p.m. I'll be a guest host again. Yeah. With Robbie Rock, Lizzie E., and with Johnny as well, because our fearless leader, Neo, is taking some time off. So, of course, you can join us again on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube.
I will be tuning in definitely, because I miss you guys on Sunday. I wasn't at a barbecue. I was at home.
You know what? Us too, we were just relaxing. It had been very few, like really, really hot days. So we were just really, really burnt from just excitement, celebrating, and the sun. So just relax. It was low key, but it was a nice rest. It was weird though, not having a show.
Yes.
Missing, a part.
Yes.
It's not complete.
For sure. All right, so I came across this article that I wanted to talk about, and it was this guy that changed his identity, his racial identity. He said he racially identifies with being Asian. I don't want to stick to that, but it made me think, like, is it okay to change your racial identity? I mean, well, how do you feel about that? Do you think that someone, and all you all that are watching, let us know your opinions and your thoughts as well. Like, is it appropriate to change your racial identity or identify with a different race than which you're born? What do you think?
You know, this is something that
it's slow. It's marinating. You know, you're letting it marinate.
And that's it. I mean, on the one hand, I mean, we are accepting people that, you know, are transgender or that, you know, are homosexual, you know, like we want to include everyone. So, I mean, if they're not identifying as they are right now, who are we to deny them finding themselves, if you will? What do you think?
I agree. It's like, but the only reason I agree is because it's like a fair thing. It's like being fair. I don't agree because I think it's right. I agree because it's fair. Because everyone else is identifying with how they feel internally. So... Mm-hmm. If internally you feel like a different race, why not? Because it's so accepted in other ways. If it wasn't accepted in other ways, you know, in the other ways that people are changing the way they were born, then I would not agree.
And I noticed that you said something. You understand, but even if it's not right. So what do you mean by that? Like, you feel like, okay, I understand, but you don't feel like it's right for someone to change themselves, or?
I feel like because of what I've learned, because of what I've learned in this world is we have to let people be as they feel. Because sometimes how people feel is not what they look on the outside, I guess. I don't relate to it, but this is what I've learned. And I'm okay with accepting that fact that some people in this earth do not feel the same way they feel on the inside is not the same way they, when they look at themselves, they feel on the outside. Just to let everyone know, we're talking about race identity. Do you think it's okay to be able to identify with whichever race you feel like? For instance, if you, and not just race, even ethnicity, because I know there's a difference in that. So not just race, but race or ethnicity. Do you think it's okay to be born a certain race or ethnicity and want to change it to what you internally feel you identify with? From my standpoint, nobody made a mistake on me. But some people feel like they internally, they identify differently. And I feel like if it's okay for some groups of people to do it, then all groups of people should be allowed to do it. But do it not in mockery. It has to be legit. Like, you know.
Right. Yes. No, I totally get what you're saying because... Excuse, when you and I kind of like broached the subject previously, you know, I was talking to Robbie Rock about it, and nothing but hugs is looking for Robbie Rock. So,
nothing but hugs just call me white, bruh. I do not identify with white, okay? I went tanning today.
Where did you go tanning?
Outside in my backyard.
Good for you. Good for you. I was almost wearing a winter jacket. It was so cold here.
But... And no one could tell me what I identify with. It has to be me that tells me what I identify with.
Absolutely. It has to be a personal choice because, no one else is living in your body. No one else knows what's going on with you. You're not you if someone else is telling you how to live, how to look, how to be, right? So yeah, you're the only one that can make that call, and you're the only one that has the right to make that choice, right?
I'm okay with how I was made. I'm not identified with anything else than what you see with your own eyes. Like you joke. Mm-hmm. How you see me is how I identify. Do you identify with how I see you?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. What you see is what you get. I mean, this is me, all me, and, you know, French Canadian. That's it. That's all. And you know, there are times, you know, when you're a kid, you're always wishing, oh, I wish I was like this, or I wished I looked like this, or I wish I was this person. But at the end of the day, that doesn't make you, in my opinion. Right? I mean, if you want to be that person that wants to be like someone else and just be that other person, then all the power to you. I mean, it's like Martina Big. She was born in 1988 and she's a German model. And she went through excessive body modification. I mean, you name it, she's had it done.
The browns, the dark skin, she's dark now, right?
Yes. And okay. She's an actor, she's a model, you know, like she's working with it. She's not making a mockery out of it, you know. This, from what I can tell, is what she wants to do. If that's what a person wants to do, again, who are we to say yes or no? If it becomes a mockery, then that's just shit.
Now, Ephraim says, Ephraim, my dad. Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad says, he says no, because you cannot change yourself. Your DNA will reveal yourself. Paulette's, we know Paulette, too. She says, hey. Honestly, I believe with my dad. Mm-hmm. But I accept it because it's only fair for me to accept it because everyone else is doing it. You know, in different forms. I do not believe I can. Okay. Bomb. We have a video bomb.
If I may, if I decided more that I wanted to identify as African-American and undergo just procedures to alter myself, I think that it's very disingenuous because I have not lived that experience. I can identify with elements of the culture and I can, and you know what? I can embrace the culture without altering myself, without having to go through a physical alteration because I am who I am. It's just... yeah, that's part of the challenge for me, because if I haven't lived that experience, but I love certain culture. Mm-hmm. Yes, you?
I challenge that. Because, hold on.
Everyone, Robbie Rock.
I challenge that because then, see, we're out of Pride Month, so we can talk about this, like, freely. I challenge that because there are some men that identify as women, but they do not live our same struggle as women. They don't even represent themselves truly with grace as women, because it's more than putting on shoes and a dress and changing your voice and getting plastic surgery that makes you a woman. We have grace. We have things that make us women, and they're allowed to do it. So they don't live our same struggle as women. So then why can't that person that feels the same way have the same opportunity that we are giving that man that wants to identify as a woman?
No, I can definitely appreciate where you're coming from on that one. It's, yeah, I wish that the answers were simple. I really do.
It's really a tricky subject, and it's really, it evolves all the time, right? I mean, no, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, was this even something that was even considered, you know? No, that everything is so accessible. Is it just easier for people to just change? And nothing but hugs does say DNA doesn't define your race.
We said, what did he say?
DNA does not define your race.
DNA doesn't define your race, but I challenge that. DNA defines the melatonin that I have with inside of me. That's not just because, Joe, with me and you have different DNA. You can sit in the sun all day. You'll never, me and you will never be the same because we genetically have a gene that has transformed in some scientific way that makes us a little different, you know? Mm-hmm. So I do disagree with that because DNA has a slight impact on our race or ethnicity or race or whatever. I don't know those two words.
So when I just wanted to make sure that I understood race versus ethnicity. And for the research purpose, race is defined as a category of humankind that shares certain distinctive physical traits. When you're completing paperwork, people will ask for race. If you're Asian, Indigenous, White, African American, you know what I mean? Whereas ethnicity, this was the best description that really helped me. It says, while someone may say their race is Black, their ethnicity might be Italian, or someone may say their race is White and their ethnicity is Irish. So race is more, you know,
that's
like,
yeah,
you know, like me, I can, for example, ethnicity, white girl, but my ethnicity might be Jamaican. You know what I mean? It's not color. It's not race. It's just, you know, just like an Italian. You see your Italians that are dark hair, dark eyes, and then you see your Italians that are blonde hair, blue eyes, right? Doesn't mean they're less Italian. It just means they were somewhere different in Italy, right? So
let me go to the comments that I have here. Nothing But Hugs said, what's the struggle? I think he's talking about when I said as a woman, I could be wrong because that's the only thing I remember. We're much more complicated individuals than putting on a dress and makeup. And that's what I was saying. We come with a lot more to be a woman. Nothing But Hugs says people define what DNA aspects define race, not the other way around.
Say that again.
He says people define what DNA aspects define race, not the other way around. And Paulette on Facebook says, happy to be me, but I haven't been in somebody else's shoes, right? And I agree with her. I haven't been in somebody else's shoes either.
And that's it. I mean, it's very easy for you and I to have our opinions and to agree with it or disagree with it, you know, to think that this is the best thing or to criticize it, but we've not walked in anyone else's shoes but our own, just like no one's walked in our shoes. So to be identifying with someone else, regardless, right?
So Joe, are you okay with somebody, a person that Oh, by the way, I just wanted to tell you, I follow somebody on Instagram that looks just like you. She looks like you. Yep. She's Haitian. And somebody asked her, was she white? And she responded and she said, no. And I think this white and black thing is a very American concept, this race thing, because when she responded, she did not respond with a color. She responded with, I'm Haitian. And this is a, this race term is such an American, to me, I'm starting to learn, it's such an American thing that ethnicity is the most appropriate way to describe people, because I think she said, I'm Haitian, I'm not white. And, but we're learning that the actual two are different. Like, so shame on the United States or whoever has created this color thing, separating us, because it's really about ethnicity. It's not about the color, because we could have the same color and be from the two different parts of the world.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. You go to Africa, there's white people. You know what I mean? Does it make them less African? No, actually, that's where they're from, right?
I challenge that.
Really? Talk to me. And Robbie Ross, oh, really?
It makes them less African, because it does. Why do I challenge that? I challenge that because if me, Ripka, Olivia, born in Mexico, just because my parents were military people or something like that, and I'm born in Mexico, it makes me less Mexican than the Mexicans that are ethnicity is Mexican. My ethnicity is really not Mexican. I just happen to be born in Mexico. So yes, but I'm less Mexican.
Do you really think so?
I do. Because my heritage is not Mexican. My heritage is Mississippi. Oh, I just was born in Mexico.
But that's your family. It's like they were Mississippi and they brought you to Mexico. And I think it may also, it depends as well, right? I mean, if you're moving all the time, then that's different, right? But let's think about it this way. Are you adopting, you know, their cultural ways, their languages? Okay. All right, talk to me.
I challenge myself. I am African. Okay. I'm a white African. That's the difference.
Okay. And why do you say that?
Because they probably do have heritage in Africa, because they probably have lineage in Africa. It's probably not wherever they're Italian, African, or whatever, you know, like, so I agree with you. I surrender. I surrender. I got you.
Do you?
Yeah. I do. No, you're right.
Fair.
Because it could be many generations. They all lived in Africa. They're African. Like, it wasn't just you, just a military born in Africa. So I get it. There are some white Africans that are African. Yes, they are African. But it's still different. But it's still it's still different, but they're still African. The experience is different.
You think so?
Yeah, I watch Married at First Sight, and one of the couples, he's from South Africa. He's called, well, he has like white skin, and the experience is different than a black South African.
Okay,
I mean,
fair.
But he's still, you can't take it from him. He's still African. He's still a South African. That's fair. I got
fair.
It.
Fair. So, you got it? You're good with that?
So we're good on no, I don't have any comments. So we're good. We do nope. You feel that it's fine to identify with whatever race. You're good with that.
You know what? You do you. You do whatever makes you happy, whatever's going to get you through this life with happiness and with as much ease as possible, if you will. So, like I said, I've not walked in anyone else's shoes. I can't put myself in that position, nor do I ever want to. But, I mean, it would be really interesting to find out other people's perspectives as well to see if they agree with this or if they're absolutely 100% against this. Right?
Yep.
So, such is life. Such is life.
To me, I'm going to leave it up to personally. I believe in the Lord. I don't think God makes any mistakes. He made us exactly the way we're supposed to be. Everybody doesn't, but that's just me. And if you feel like you need to do something other than what you are, because this world should be free and fair, do what's free and fair. But at the end of the day, if you are making a mockery, you will be dealt with in your own way by somebody. Your soul, you won't be able to live with yourself. So I can't go around judging people. And if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. I think they was made the way they were supposed to be made, but I don't live in their shoes. And that's all I can say. Cause the world got so many people in it, you know, people got so many different ideas. We can't challenge each other anymore. It's done.
Pretty much. Yeah. You know what? At the end of the day, don't harm yourself and don't harm others.
Yes.
That's it. Which brings me to this.
Yes.
I feel like we can segue into this topic about harming people and I don't know, because I feel like we've got different stands on this, okay? So, it came out last week, huge news, Bill Cosby, he's a free man, So, I want to hear from our audience as well, what do y'all think about this? Is it truth? Is it lies? Is it shenanigans? Bullshit? You know, like, what do you think about this? Is it shame on the lawyer? Or is he really not guilty? Olivia, I know you are very passionate about this.
Hold on.
You have strong feelings about this, and I want to hear them. I want to know, what do you think of all of this?
Wait. What? Okay. I'm so happy you're here. What I think of all this is, I'll tell you this. And this should be another topic, because we need to talk about rape culture. That needs to be an issue. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. Outside of rape culture, my opinion on this whole Bill Cosby drama is Bill Cosby, by fact, had his due process violated. That's a fact. It can't change. It's not a technicality. It's a violation of due process, because if it was a technicality, they could retry it. Talk to the lawyer friend. I don't know if Bill Cosby did it. I don't know.
You look at some people and you're like, Yeah, there's no doubt about that one, you know, like, yes, it's not a surprise. You know, they reek of evil. And then you look at someone else and go, like, no, it just can't be, like, not this person, as if, you know. So it's really, I mean, at the end of the day, is he guilty? Is he not? Because there are some people that have spoken very highly of him.
I put my hands up, Joe. Like, I don't know whether we will never know whether he's guilty or not guilty, because he will never go to trial. He has immunity for life. So
is for life? Can they not get on anything else?
They can. They could. Something else. Okay. But they could never use his deposition against him. That's the thing. So
whatever was already discussed, essentially was already discussed, and then that's it. Like, it can never be before. Because I saw some of the deposition today, and one, I'm not a lawyer. Two, if anyone from work is watching, yes, I was re-deposition on Bill Cosby today. And just trying to figure out, you know, the who, what, it, when, how type of thing, you know. And there's a lot of stuff in there. There's a lot of stuff. I was just scratching the surface, you know, because as I'm reading it, you know, in between clients and just trying to figure things out, there's just so much information, right? So nothing but hugs says he did it. Okay. I know when I was reading the deposition at some points, you know, the big talk right now is him bringing these partners, and that these partners did not know that they were being drugged. And, you know, he certainly did say he had the drugs. It's in the deposition. He had Quaaludes, which were huge back in the 70s. And back in 84, we said, so we got to stop giving those out. But he was using them not to make him feel like sleepy or anything like that. Apparently, Quaaludes are amazing for aphrodisiac.
Like ecstasy. I'm part of that group that do drugs. I mean, I'm not part of that group, but I used to be, you know, before I got married.
Like, I mean, let's be honest. We've all experimented and stuff like that. We do that, right? But it's just, there is just so much that points that, yes, something happened, but it's shock to see him released. And I wonder, with his release, what is now? You know what I mean? Are people going to go back through other cases and, you know, other people are going to start being left out on these type of technicalities? Or, you know, if anyone has been following Jeffrey Epstein, I believe it was, his partner was Ghislaine Maxwell. Well, now she's using whatever Bill Cosby is using as defense to get some charges dropped for her as well. That's scary as shit. Predator.
This is a completely, I feel like this is completely different than Epstein. One, Cosby, by the way, Paulette says, off on technicality, what's that all about? From what I understand, the difference between technicality and a violation of due process is that if it had been a technicality, Mr. Cosby would be able to be, you can, when technicalities happen, you can retry them, you can do them again.
So you can basically go back after them for the same stuff.
Yeah, being as though this is a violation of due process because he has immunity, mm-hmm. It's not a technicality. But I'm not a law professor. I'm just an artist with my art degree. So
I love it.
But that's how I understand the difference between the technicality and violation of due process. But with what you said, Cosby said, this is my thing. Cosby gave a deposition, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said he gave drugs to these women
mm-hmm.
that they knew about.
Some of them said they didn't know.
But no, what Cosby said in his deposition was that he gave drugs to them that they knew about. That's what I'm saying. Not what they said, what he said. He said they knew they were taking. He didn't. What in his deposition, he never said Quaaludes. He said they knew what they were taking drugs to make them relax.
Yeah.
He said that once he gave them the drugs, he never dropped it in their drink or this fake myth that we've learned on the internet
mm-hmm.
from what he said. And I just want to read Nothing But Hugs. Nothing About Hugs said in the court of public opinion, he did it. Good thing we can use deposition in that court. Nothing But Hugs says Julia Rose on Facebook said money. Yes, I won't get to that, but I wasn't there yet. So Cosby said that he got the drugs, he gave them drugs to relax. He engaged them in talking about their careers, talking about who they are. This is his deposition, what I'm talking about.
Right.
And when I go out on a date with a man, that's what I talk about. My career. I talk about what I like. He puts a hand on them. He puts a hand on their shoulder. He caresses them. They don't pull back. So this is... What I'm saying, Joe, I've never been asked by my own husband, can I have sex with you? I'm not saying whether my husband should have asked me to have sex with me, but what I'm saying is that doesn't happen that often. People don't just ask you to have sex with them. They don't say, Olivia, can you have sex with me? No, they get the body language. They touch you.
Robbie Rock and I. He asks that.
But this is the confusing thing, you know? Like, how do you get consent from a person if I'm told I have to ask them? And Cosby in his deposition said what he did was he touched them, he caressed them, and you know, he moved to the next step or whatever. And my question is, like, that seemed to me in that time in 1990 or whatever, it seemed like consent, only because honestly, who gets that word, yes, you can have sex with me? No one does. I mean, not us.
Well, let me here's where I'm going. Okay. There's a fine line here. Yes, maybe he put his hand on someone's shoulder and caressed them. When you're taking medication to bag you out, you're drugged. You're like, you're drooling. You don't know what's going on, especially if you're not used to taking that type of medication.
Yeah.
So think about it, right? Maybe they're drinking as well, which is going to multiply the effects of this drug. So yeah, there are times where and maybe paralyzed with fear. So there's fear. There's the stardom of this person as well, because this person is rather famous and these other people kind of not. And then, you know, this guy that's older is making advances, Maybe they're not able to talk. Maybe they are so drugged, they have no clue. Let me put it to you this way. If Robbie Rock were to give me a pill and he'd be like, hey, baby, and I'm just sitting there drooling like a normal Saturday night, and he's putting the moves on me, not cool. That's taking advantage of me. And that's my husband.
True.
Right? So he doesn't come out and ask me straight, you know,
relations,
you know, no, but there are certain advances and there's certain cues. And I think that comes with time with partners as well. Right. Because if he's looking at me and I'm like, just walk away. It's not a good time. You know what I mean? But he also knows when I'm really, really tired, he's not going to take advantage of me. So yeah, it's not asking, but it's also having that respect and having that consent. And especially when someone is medicated, especially, like you said, it's kind of like ecstasy. How did you feel on ecstasy? I felt damn fine. Thank you. You know?
And that's what I'm trying. That's what, I mean, the Cosby thing is the Cosby thing. At the end of the day, Cosby is going to keep his story. These women are keeping their story. So absolutely. At the end of the day, we all we have is our opinions. It's going to be nothing else outside of that. But this next time, we can have a larger conversation We need to have a larger conversation on what is rape. Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of women. I'm not talking about Cosby because I have my opinion on him.
No,
there's a lot of women that that may have been raped and didn't know they was raped. Because
not only women, rape, men too.
And even men, because I have this conversation with my husband and my best friend Mello. We talk about, we say, well, what about the dude's drug? What about the dude's drug? You know, did she rape him? And then me and Melanie are like, what do you mean? Like, how could she rape him? But this is I wish we can get a lawyer to tell us what, is it case by case? Like, how does this work? Because yes, a man could be raped, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, for sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Women can take advantage of men just as easily as men take advantage of women. Absolutely. And nothing but Hugs said, if they're drugged, how is it consent? And that's where we were talking about the fine lines, right? So I think it would be a really another topic on Unscripted that we should have one of these days to really, you know, dig into it.
We could, we should, but I mean, I have been drunk. I have done, my parents are watching, so I have done things. And
I was an innocent. I just did things.
Yes, like there's still an unsure question of what is consent. It's very, like, it's blurred. The lines are very blurred because I'm drunk and because I'm high, I you can't consent with me. I mean, how about we're both drunk and we're both high?
Yeah, okay. I could see where you're going. But the minute that one person is sober and the other one is...
then but we already did it.
You know? So
We already did it, though. How about if he says I took advantage of him and now he's saying I took advantage of him? I mean, vice versa, you know? Like... nothing but hugs... Nothing but Hugs says everyone does. First of all, I'm not going to read that comment because he's being very, my brother, is being very disrespectful. And Julie Rose says it's about the money. I just want to let you know, the woman was paid $3.4 million. $3.4 million. It might not be a lot, but she didn't have to pursue the civil case. She could have just went with the criminal case.
3.4 is not a lot. It is.
I guess
it depends, you know. But unfortunately, there are some of those people out there, you know, that's all they're doing, right? They're seeking money.
And Julie Rose says, yes, men can be raped. So yeah. I'm hungry.
Are you?
A little bit.
And I'm not going to lie. Like, I kind of opened my beer to sip on it throughout our conversation. I felt so relaxed. We're just, you know, having a good conversation. I got, you know, a bit thirsty. So cheers.
Okay, I can't cheers you with mine. I can't cheers with my sis because mine's is a little embarrassment. And I can cheers with my real thing, though. My real one is this. Isn't it cute? Doesn't it look like me?
Ah. Oh, that's that looks really awesome.
It's Tropicana in a really pretty can. Yeah.
Nice.
All right, so Cosby in jail or out of jail? Go.
Jail.
Ask me.
What do you think? What, Olivia, what do you think? Cosby jail? No jail.
No jail.
Let's all remember, there's always three sides to a story, right?
Yes.
His, hers, and the truth.
And you know what? Ain't none of us gonna know the truth because he got immunity, so it's done.
Yeah, it's really interesting, the turn of events.
But I just want to say that it's not uncommon to have these kind of deals. It happens all the time. Like, if you ask me a question,
mm-hmm.
I will ask for immunity because I could say something that incriminates myself. It's very common. Like, I just watched on A&E, it's called Defense, and mm-hmm. it's people speaking, coming to court, speaking on themselves, and a lot of them actually ask for immunity prior to them going on the stand. So it's very common to have immunity for your testimony, whether you're guilty or not, because saying something incriminating, you know, could be kind of, it could be used against you.
But I'm going to start, you know, yelling out immunity before like any show now, so no one can ever come back. Or anytime I'm just, you know, working, I'm just going to start my mornings writing immunity. That's it. I'm done.
Everything but Hugs says, I'm not going to read Everything but Hugs. Everything but Hugs is trolling me right now.
That's what's going on with you?
Actually, we're gonna have
it's brother to love.
Ephraim, get your son because he's trolling me right now. He's making fun of me right now. I can't read the comment. So let's eat. I'm hungry.
You know what? Me too. What should we eat? Like I said, I splurged on my ramen. I splurged. I totally did. Oh, did you go chicken?
Oh, no. I went beef, but I have this to show everyone. So
I love it.
Today our food challenge is we're going to do noodles. And this is my American noodle, and that's her Canadian noodle from
It was bought in the Canadian store.
That's Canadian. You can't find that in the local Safeway.
It's made in Korea.
It's Canadian.
Bob from Canada.
So can I see your doodles as they are? So as we introduce the people into our food challenge, y'all, let's get it.
These are my noodles. So essentially, I just dripped some. Don't tell Robbie Rock. Do you hear him? He's used to it. I always make messes. So essentially, you know, we just boiled water, and these ramens are totally just plain. And then these ones have the flavoring inside, if you will, the seasoning. That was super French.
I didn't put my seasoning yet.
Do you have two different containers for your ramen or just one ramen container?
I have two. One, two.
Okay. Yeah. So do one and then for sure.
So let me put my seasoning in there. You guys, we should get some Purple Hearts, some flowers, some gifts, because we're about to do some mad crazy here and it should be super fun.
I think it was the morning woodja that we had, I feel.
Yes. It's inspired by morning woodja.
That's it. And we were thinking of doing a challenge, and I said, well, why not? Because one, ramen, I mean, you can never go wrong with ramen noodles. And then beer. But be creative with your beer. This one.
Are you serious? Beer?
Hell yeah. That's the challenge. You throw your beer in there too.
All right. I only put half packet. I'm going to show you my beer. My beer, I did a cost analysis, you know, and I couldn't afford to do my premium beer. So I got
Budweiser.
King of beers, Budweiser. And they have the nice horse. What's he called? The Clydesdale. 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 Yeah. So I got him today. So we're gonna use Clydesdale, and we have noodles. Can I see your noodle with the flavor again? Okay.
It's gonna
do flavored first, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
So how many hearts can we get? How many flowers can we get? Let's see.
I mean, it doesn't smell bad without the flavoring, because at the end of the day, it's just noodles and beer.
All right, is that good? Is that good? How much you do?
Are your noodles still crunchy?
No, I like mine's al dente.
Nice. Perfect.
Oh, let me see yours. No, let me see it in the cup.
Like, I need to put more meal here.
Okay. All right, let's taste it together.
All right.
Are we going to get any? Where's Nothing But Hugs? Nothing But Hugs. Can I get some roses? Can we get some roses here? Can you motivate us?
Come on. We're doing it.
Come on. It's a beer and ramen challenge. Okay. No, let him go first. Okay. Mm.
You just drooled all over me.
No, that's just, that's ramen juice. Delicious.
I'm going. Let's go, Joe. One, two, three.
Wow.
It's not how I usually enjoy my hops.
My lady hops.
Oh. No.
It's not that bad. Kind of bitter.
This is bad.
It's not that good.
It's not that good, yeah.
Holy mac.
So, Joe, should we play a game?
Let's do it.
Okay. So, for the next cut, right, we're going to play a game Never have I ever. But you gotta add the packet to it, and then we're gonna take shots of it and drink it. Are you ready?
I'm so ready. Let's do it. I mean, I'm hoping the flavor will help. So I'm just gonna add my beer.
Let's pour it.
It's like bubbling.
Oh, shoot, my hand is in the way.
It's bubbling.
Can we get any gifts? Somebody send us a gift. Let's see. Oh, where's my phone?
All right. Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready. It's not even funny.
Okay, hold on.
I even Googled stuff to ask for Never Have I Ever.
Paulette says Bud is the best. And Julie says, yes, a man can be raped. Yes, I feel like as an American beer, Bud Light is the best. I mean, Budweiser, my bad. Budweiser. It has the Clydesdale. Like, how could you, like, just deny that?
Because mine says Wicked Awesome. That's how I can deny it.
Is that made in the USA?
This one is made, pardon me, I can't even see. I think this is
Nickelback.
What? Nickelbrook. So this is probably, yeah, it's from Ontario, actually.
So that doesn't count. She said Budweiser is, oh my goodness, that is so beautiful, Ken.
You know what? There's times where Robbie Rock and I will just go to, you know, liquor store, beer store, and we just find random cans or, you know, bottles that just are so fun to see.
That's how I am. I buy my beer based on the can that it's in. And I switch it up all the time. I'm so, like, I just have fun now. I used to not have fun.
You gotta have fun.
Yeah. I used to have a bad habit of picking up the same thing all the time, drinking it. And now I just go with my heart, have fun, I find craft things, and let my soul, like, just find it.
Just do it, you know, because as humans, we love routine. We need that, right? And we go with what's familiar and what's safe. Oh, gosh.
I think I'm getting scared. That's why I'm procrastinating. All right, let me see your noodles, Joe. Let's do this girl. I'm going to stand up. I have to stand up.
Do it.
Hold on.
All right. Let's do it.
Two. Three.
It did not improve at all.
Oh, it's not that bad. It's pretty good, actually.
Are you serious right now?
Look at Robbie Rock.
I'm wearing it.
Oishi. Oishi.
Okay.
That one's actually good. The other one's shit.
That one's good, right?
He can have both.
You know, just want the good one.
Okay. The juice. I feel like the juice is going to be worse than the noodles. Let's drink the juice. Let's play a game and drink the juice.
Do you
want
to play a game? All right,
ready?
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to ask the first question.
Okay.
So far, not too bad. Have you ever cursed out your boss?
Yes.
Go.
Yes.
Go. Yeah. Go. But
in all honesty, at that time, it's when I used to work retail. And my dear Jane, she was my team lead. Amazing woman, everything like that. But there's just a day where it had been shit. Now, if you work retail, you all know what I'm talking about, because customers and merchandising and sales and you name it, right? It can be very, very stressful. So I was managing a store. My staff wasn't really cooperating with me. And then my team lead came down on me and I just lost it. I just had snapped that day and just, yeah, it was not pretty. Didn't get fired. I was asked to go outside to have a smoke at that time because I was a heavy smoker, and to just, you know, collect my thoughts and come back, which I did. And I'm grateful for that. But yeah.
She just needs a pause.
Apparently. So yeah. Yeah, I did. So I would have to drink.
Okay.
I should have just lied. Okay.
1, 2, 3, go.
Okay. What about you?
Is it good?
No, it's just not getting bad at all. So, never have I ever played Candy Crush.
Oh, I've never played Candy Crush.
Really?
Nope.
Me neither. Never.
Okay. Moving on.
Never.
Never have I ever had a grudge over a year. What?
Yeah.
You need to hold these grudges longer. No, that's unacceptable.
Right? Like, I need to move on from this shit.
You cannot be the nicest person all the time. No.
No, I've done that. In my past, when I was younger, absolutely, I've held grudges for a very, very long time. I think that's the downside of being a Libra, is like, we're all peace, happiness, and love, but you cross us and it takes a very long time. You drop that on me, I will karate chop you, son.
Okay, Rob.
Hell yeah.
Have you had a grudge over a year?
That's why I came and ate some noodles.
He enjoys them, but there's also that.
I had to come eat some because I'm absolutely guilty of that in my past also, and it's taken me a long time to learn that that's, holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting somebody else to die from it.
Oh, you guys are meant for each other.
Chopsticks, wisdom.
All right, my question. Never have I ever kissed my best friend, whether male or female.
Of course you have.
Woo, 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 woo.
Both female and male.
Woo, woo, woo,
I've got problems with kissing. I just go for it, you know? It's just that and hugging. Never have I ever wet my pants in public. Oh, no, you didn't.
It's so bad. Oh, my God. So disgusting.
Right? It doesn't get better.
But
it does not get better.
But it's not that bad. It's bearable. I mean,
I've had worse, but had much, much better. It's not gourmet. So you wet your pants in public.
I mean a whole bunch of times. Like, I mean, it's just like I'm honestly right now I'm looking for something that I can use to take a road trip, where I can pee in the back and just not be like the thing I could pee in, it turns to jail. That's what I'm looking for. and nothing's wrong with me. Oh, nothing's wrong with me. I intake a lot of beverage. There's nothing wrong with you.
No. If you pee your pants, you pee your pants. It's just one of those things. I appreciate your honesty.
Never have I ever thrown a drink at someone. You're
getting the gross noodles this time.
Lock her up. Lock Jose. Jose needs to go to jail for 3 months.
You know what? Jose isn't always zen. Not always zen, but you learn from it, right? You learn from it. And that was just a waste of a good drink, I'm just saying.
What a waste of a beer.
Right? Like, there's no end in sight with these. I feel like it's reproducing. It's like bunnies. It's just...
Yours? Yeah, I'm not. All right, last one. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Never have I ever sat in the back of a police car.
It's because I'm black. I know it. I know.
I don't know why.
Antonio said, find some. I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
Because I'm white.
Oh my God. Oh no, wait. Bruh. Can I tell you?
I would love to.
I did it. I did not sit in the back of the police car. I was guilty. I sat in the back of the police car because the person I was with was in trouble, and the police had to take me home. Booyah!
Oh, fair. I sat in the back of a car because I was found not guilty in court. So, awesome.
That doesn't even make sense. You sat in the back of a police car, weren't guilty?
Well, I was found not guilty. The charges were dropped.
So what, they escorted you home in a police car?
No, they escorted me to the police station for a statement.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Let's cheers together.
I love it.
That was so fun. I'm not going to finish this. I'm done.
Why not?
I don't think so either, because every time I take a bite, my stomach's gurgling. So this is, you know. I'm just going to finish
this. Jose, gimme. I think that's all the time we have for today. We're kind of like pooped out, dumb.
You know what? We talked about a lot of stuff, lots of heavy stuff, and this was a great game. This was an interesting challenge, one that I wanted to try, that I somewhat regret, but don't regret, because I wouldn't know what it would be like if we didn't try it. So it was fun to try it with you. I'm glad that you decided to do it with me.
Me too. So you guys, make sure to check us out next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. You never know what might happen.
Woo-hoo-hoo. So, you know, and if you wanted to be more unscripted.
Joe, tell us.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's a delay.
I mean, you're not that far away. Like, come on. No, I was just going to say, if you see some more unscripted episodes, you can go on Instagram, IGTV, always check out YouTube, Twitter, Facebook as well. We're pretty much everywhere. Also, please don't forget, we do need your support as well to keep this going. Like, follow us, subscribe to our channels at TLS Live Show. So the Truth and Shenanigans show, live show, every Sunday at 4 p.m. And even though we weren't there last Sunday because we were, you know, enjoy some barbecue time and some family time, we will be back on Sunday, July 18th, 4 p.m. Again, I have the pleasure of being guest host along with Robbie Rock, Lizzie, and Johnny as our fearless leader, Neo, will be on a well-deserved vacation. Final shout-outs, my
friend. I'm trying to show Charco's outfit, but my camera keeps falling. Do you see
like,
it?
I just love how you dress them up. What is that? I can't see him.
It's like a muscle man. He's a muscle man today.
Aw. It's got so apple
steel. It's a muscle man. And maybe you guys can beat my puppies. Probably not, because I have two black Pomeranians. They're the cutest. But you could try. And go ahead and do it, and we'll feature you on Sunday's show.
For sure. For sure. Excellent.
All right, I'm good. What you got? Shout out?
My shout out is to you for having me come on the show and play with me. Shout out to Neo and Lizzie and to Robbie Rock, because I don't feel they get shout out very often. So shout out to the leaders for all their hard work and for keeping this going. I really appreciate it. And shout out to everyone that watched tonight. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And for you, madame. Any shout outs?
And my shout out is to Gianni Storm. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Gianni Storm. Hope whoever in the world said it was cool to be whoever you wanted to be. Like, shout you out, bro, assist. Like, gonna be, because today I'm a unicorn.
I love it.
Thanks.
All right. So we will see you next time. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Have a lovely evening. Shalom.
Shalom. Bonjour.
Salut.